Hey, what's going on? I'm Sparks. That's not Pike. He just got up and left for some reason.
Oh, are we doing an episode? Sorry.
Yeah. Where are you going, dude?
Sorry, my bad.
Pike, it is a special episode. Again, I am in transit. I am driving across the country right now, and that's, I don't know, man. I haven't decided yet as of recording this, but I think I'm going the southern route. I've never been the southern route, which is like a giant, you know, L, capital L.
So from where? So from Vegas to Cleveland. So like, yeah. What are some cities you would be going through?
I think we're going through Santa Fe, New Mexico, Dallas, Texas. I want to go see where Kennedy was shot. That's like my goal. I want to go see where that happened.
Okay.
I've never been to New Mexico, so I'm like, let's go the southern route, you know? So we'll Santa Fe. I got to get some Hatch chili when I'm in New Mexico. See Kennedy, where Kennedy was shot in Dallas. The next would be Little Rock, Arkansas, as we start making our way north. Okay. Never been there. I don't know what's in Arkansas.
And yeah, there's a river.
And then you got Nashville, Tennessee, and then Cleveland, Ohio. So that
How
would
far
be
is
the
Cleveland step. From Nashville.
I probably 8 hours.
Okay, it's so an 8 hour driving distance, really.
Yeah, it's a drive. I would try to do that in a day.
Sure,
that would be the goal.
But like when you're living in Cleveland, it's not like let's go to Nashville for the weekend.
No, I've never been to Nashville. I've never hit a lot of these states. I've driven through Tennessee. I've been to Memphis, I think. I've been all over the place, but not as an adult. So I would like to go. And again, you know, it's not like I got two young kids and there's a pandemic. So it's not like I'm going to be sitting there hitting the town or anything like that. But it'd be cool just to see some new stuff.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. So
well, I hope it's going well. I hope the trip is going well and you're not dead.
Thanks, Pike. Appreciate it. I hope I'm not dead either, which is why we're talking about this today. There's always a chance that could happen, right?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Who knows?
A million different ways.
A million different ways that it could happen. I'm making a cross-country trip, already dangerous, statistically speaking. Two, pandemic. Are you kidding me? I mean, that could easily happen. Three, I'm driving through some really weird parts of the country. Arkansas? You know?
Yeah.
Married to a Latina. I don't know what they do with people there. Yeah, that are not white. Okay?
Out of towners, yeah.
Yeah. So you ready for a little eulogy here? Is that what we're doing? I mean, I'm giving and it's not a eulogy. What happens when you die? Do you have a will, Pike?
I don't. Well, I should take that back. Because I remember being at the doctor and in the lobby, they're like, hey, you want to fill this out? I don't know if it's when I turned to an adult or what, but I remember filling something out. Now, it wasn't like who gets what. It was more of a like, do you want the plug to be pulled or what?
What were you going in for? This isn't something a normal routine. Doctor. What?
I might have made that up. I don't have an official will. Probably not, would be my answer.
I'm going to go with no. You don't have a will.
I have made it pretty clear, though, that I want to be cremated and I want to not be on life support for more, like, give it 4 days.
Yeah.
Okay? Like, just in case.
Yeah.
Then go ahead and yank the shit out of there.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah. I have a will. So when you have kids, I feel like that's when you get a will, you know.
Or when you have stuff to actually distribute.
Yeah, like, but
it would be a pretty clean death if I were to go. It'd be like, oh, okay, his wife gets his... whatever shit
acoustic guitar. Yeah.
And that's it. What about all his money? We're good there. We didn't want to embarrass him, but
No. Amazon already took all that, so we're fine.
He actually was overdrafted at the time of his death.
Yeah, he cremated his bank accounts early. It's fine. Set those things on fire.
Well, so who gets what in your will?
I did it years ago. So, I mean, obviously, if I die, my wife gets everything. If my wife and I both die, the kids get everything.
Pretty easy.
Yeah. It just starts, you know, as you start thinking about it. But I did want to write in like some weird stuff in there, but I didn't do it. So maybe I should go back and add some weird stuff in the will. Like, you know. I don't want to be buried on top of orange peels or something. I don't know. It'd be fun. It'd be like, I want to be lemon scented corpse. I want to play We Didn't Start the Fire as I'm being cremated. Something.
I like the orange peels one, my favorite there.
I'm not sure why that would happen, but.
But just to think somebody's going to have to sit there and peel a bunch of oranges and they're going to hate it. It's going to be like on a Saturday morning, like, God, why the hell are we doing this again? Yeah. I don't know, man. I guess he wanted to be buried on a bunch of orange peels.
Who's his last wish? I definitely don't want an expensive coffin. Don't waste your money on a funeral. I've said before, like, if I go missing, you have full permission to give up by lunch. People are out there and they're like, got the whole parade of people looking for, just get, I am not worth ruining your dinner plans over. Trust me. Just let me out. Well, leave nice me in the field. Let me rot and decompose. And that energy will go back into the earth. And, worms will be laughing their ass off at dick jokes.
That's kind of you, because these search parties, when the whole community goes out and looks, they're not actually looking. They're just like, well, I'm going to look like an asshole if I'm not out here, but they're not looking around. Like, they just did a whole search. This old man in Fargo walked out of his memory care facility. They fucking searched for days, a week. The whole community couldn't find him. Well, then a week later, they found him like literally 100 feet from the place he walked out of. 100 feet. Somehow they missed that.
Was he dead?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. So do you think he died, or did he go somewhere and then come back and he's like trying to get home? And then
I think that was it.
Really?
Because they had surveillance footage of him at a gas station getting dropped off by a person. So he made it somewhere, somehow got close to back.
That's even more tragic.
Yeah, man, it's like the saddest thing.
No. And then he's like, there it is. It's home. And then keels over.
I don't know how he died yet. If it was, because it's cold, right? Like, it gets down to 25 at night. So very
golly. Oh, that's awful.
Yeah.
That's brutal. Yeah. Sad. And
don't die. Yes.
Well, I'm not planning on dying, but it is a possibility. So let me do this. Let me start off saying something, and then you can finish my video eulogy or video like presentation. This is for you watching the show or listening to the show after I die. They're going to, like, the lawyers will release this to the public. Okay. You're getting the inside scoop.
Okay, cool.
Okay. You ready? I feel like I need your music here. I feel like I need your inspirational.
Yeah, I can do that. Like a minor sounding.
Yeah.
I'm dead sort of music.
Yeah, yeah. Give me some dead music, would you? Pike is reaching for his guitar. He's got a capo.
Oh, not anymore. I don't.
Capo's off. Yeah. There you go. That's pretty nice. Yeah. I thought you were playing Stairway to Heaven for a second. I was like, what? Yeah, wait a minute. What's going on here?
I don't think so.
I need some more lively. Give me some more lively music. Hey, how are you? It's Sparks. And if you're watching this, that means I'm dead. Now, I don't want you to be sad. I don't want you to be angry. It happens, you know? Luckily, I'm just happy I got to die with my entire family. So,
what? No. No, you can't kill them off, too.
Wait, so I'm the only one who died in the car?
Yeah, it was, you dropped them off. They were going to stretch your legs, and you were going to go park the car.
All right. All right, start over.
Just, you fell off a cliff.
All right. All right, good. Hi, it's Sparks. If you're watching this, that means I'm dead. And I just wanted to say, I'm so happy my family survived. Put a little asterisk down here saying they may or may not have.
Yeah, I think they did.
Okay. My family's alive. So that makes me a happy dead guy. I don't want you to sit there and worry about me, though, okay? Because I am now trapped in an eternity of darkness. But I'm not conscious. So it doesn't matter. So here's what I want you to do. Here's my little words of wisdom for you. I want you to subscribe to this channel still. Why? Because Pike is going to continue on with his legacy, doing this podcast every day by himself until we reach 1,000 subscribers, which has been my goal since I was alive. And since I'm now dead, I'm passing that burden on to Pike alone.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate that.
Two, my other word of wisdom is brush your teeth. We did a whole episode on buying an electric toothbrush. You don't want to be one of these dirty tooth gingivitis fucking weirdos, okay? Invest in your mouth. It's on your face. It's on full display. Buy an electric toothbrush. They do a much better job. And I'm telling you, you will not regret it. It recharges. It's like going to the dentist every single time you brush your teeth. It's amazing. Two, wash your hands. Okay? I mean, it never hurts to wash your hands. I don't care what's going on. Wash your hands. Every time you eat, wash your hands. Every time you come in from outside, wash your hands. You do that, you're going to be happy, you're going to be healthy, and you're going to have incredibly dry hands, but it's worth it, all right? So just wash your hands, brush your teeth. And my last words of wisdom is, don't bitch. You know, I mean, you can bitch for comedic reasons like we do here on the show all the time, but in all honesty, nobody likes it. Nobody needs it. Nobody wants it. Don't do it. Stop bitching about everything and try to make the world a little bit better for you and the people you love. And that's it. I'm going to go drift off into an abyss of blackness for the rest of time.
Bye. Bye, Sparks.
I almost just fell out of the chair trying to leave the frame.
What's it matter? You're dying anyway.
Yeah, I'm dying. I wish I could just float up. Now I'm going to go. Yeah, that's going to be my weird, haunty ghost thing. I'm leaving now. I guess my time is gone.
Whole thing's going to be fucking weird if you actually do. Like, I don't know if I'll have the, like I wouldn't be able to actually even show your family this video. You know, I know we're joking about it, but can you imagine me having to call your wife and be like, hey, I know you're going through a lot, but I wanted to tell you about this video.
Yeah, he wanted you to watch it. And she'd be like, that monster, why would he make me do this? It's just me going, whoa, I guess I delivered my message. Oh, I'm being pulled away, guys. See you later.
Oh,
my family, I said I love them. Yeah. What do you think? I mean, I've never done that before. What'd you think? Was that good wisdom?
That was really good. For not having died before, it seemed like you kind of knew what you were doing. So, nice work.
Thanks, man. Thanks. I've never laid like, hey, if you're watching this, that means I'm dead. I've never done one of those videos before.
Don't you think we should do that more?
Yeah.
It should almost be like a requirement for like once every 2 weeks for you to just like write down or do a video like this of your current thoughts about people you care about.
Yeah.
So we have that.
That's a brilliant idea. Everyone's got a camera phone now.
Yeah.
You should absolutely, that should be like on your, you know, like on an iPhone, how it has the medical information, yeah, whatever. So like a paramedic comes up, they can look at your iPhone and be like, whoa, he's typo or whatever. And
correct. Yeah.
Yeah. And that should be in there. It should be a little video file. If I die, press play, you know, kind of a thing.
Everyone should have one. You're right.
Yeah.
So then there's no like, you know, oh, I knew he loved, I know he really liked you or whatever. No, it's looking, is it in the video? Because if it's not, then
yeah,
probably not. Probably didn't care for you a whole lot.
Yeah. How much do you have to hate someone that in your death video, you're like, and by the way, Steve is a piece of shit. And I hate that guy.
Fuck off, Dave.
Yeah, let
Dave
know.
Give me my lawnmower back.
I hate him.
You would have to be a real sack of shit. Yeah.
Yeah. You did this to me, Dave. All the anger I've bottled up over the years gave me the cardiac arrest that I so deserve. I guess you deserved it. What? All right. Well, there you go. That's it for the show. A little special episode. If you enjoyed it, Well, then you're a fucking weirdo and you hope I die. What's wrong with you? No. If you enjoyed it, thank you so much. These are special little episodes we're pre-recording so I can die in a minivan by myself while I'm parking the car. I am giving this away, though.
Oh, yeah. We'll still do that. We'll go through with the giveaway. Legally, we have to.
Yes, exactly. Look, this is a signed and framed drum head from the Uproar Tour 2010. So if you're a rock fan, if you're a metal fan, like Pike and I are, we were excited about this show. Okay, this is a good one. I was lucky enough to be backstage, and I was like, hey, can you sign this thing? It's a drum head, and it's framed, and I want to give it to you for no dollars. So the description of how to do it, or the link as to how to get this, it's in the description below. All I got to do, it's like super easy. No, you don't have to buy anything or pay anything. It's just, basically, we just need an email and you got to follow a couple things and that's it. And then you're in the running for it. But all the rules and dates and when the contest is happening is up there on my site, sparksradio.com, or you can just click the link in the description or in the show notes. So go and sign up and try to win this thing. It is absolutely free and I'll mail it to you, but it's cool. But it's signed by, I know it's signed by Vinnie Paul, Chad Gray from Mudvayne, and Hell Yeah, Vinnie Paul, of course, from Hell Yeah and Pantera. We got Hailstorm, signed it. Dan Donegan from Disturbed, a bunch of other signatures. I think other Disturbed members signed this as well.
Hell yeah.
I can't remember. Avenged Sevenfold.
Disturbed fucking rocks.
Hey, man, I still love Disturbed. I love working out to Disturbed.
Do you? Oh, dude, I like Disturbed before they did that Simon and Garfunkel thing everybody fell in love with.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wasn't that some shit? Man, they got so big just for that one video.
Yeah, dude. Tell me about it. Yeah. I have a little story about that. But
oh, you do?
That's for another day. Yeah.
Okay. I'd love to hear it.
I will tell you. I got a whole bag, and I love you not knowing any of them. It's like, finally, my wife can stop hearing the same story over and over again. Follow that guy on all social media. He's at Pike Taylor Radio. I'm at Sparks Radio on all social media. Give me a follow and then DM me your address and I'll mail you one of these too. The Sparks Radio sticker. This is the Gen 2 sticker. A little cleaner. I don't know. Pike says it looks exactly like Gen 1.
It is. Yeah. and if you're looking at that and don't agree, I don't know what you're looking at. My God. But it's cool. Both of them are cool.
And both of them are very cool. So there you go. That is it for the show. And we'll see you tomorrow. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I know who I wanna take me home.